Hello and welcome to Chapter 6, Enterprise Content Management. So objectives of this particular chapter are to understand what actually is the definition of enterprise content management and what are the adoption drivers, what are the characteristics of it, enterprise content management and components of an enterprise content management. So let us find out what actually is ECM about. ECM is strategies, methods and tools used to capture, manage, store, preserve and deliver structured, unstructured content and documents related to organization process. So it could be a in a case of example of where it is go to an example of a bank, okay, it may be a document related to account opening, or in a manufacturing, it may be related to invoices, it may be related to documents that has been shared with external parties. All this enterprise content is called as an enterprise content management. How we are going to handle this particular thing is called as an enterprise content management. The kind of content managed by ECM today was traditionally managed by manual record management system. So they used to keep this particular files in documents in a specific file. Whenever there is a required, they will be taking these particular files and see what exactly is the document that has been captured, what exactly is the data that has been input in the system. Needless to say, it includes the conversion of data to and from digital and traditional forms, including paper and microfilm. So today in ECM, microfilms are getting captured in the system, papers are getting captured in the system as a document in digital form. ECM also manages web content and its key features and rapid search and retrieval and online collaboration, digital asset management and workflow of documenting and organization. So a document can be attached to your workflow and workflow can be seen in the entire solution in the system itself. And today the technology has developed in such a way that optical character recognition happens or ICR happens, okay, and then the data that has been input in the document is captured and shown in the screen automatically. There are contextual searches available and contextual data capturing is available based on which the data is getting captured accurately and shown in the system for the user to take a decision and proceed further. This reduces the manual key input by the user and the workflow solution ensures that the data is proceeding further properly. In doing so, ECM boosts effectiveness, encourages collaboration, make information easier to share. Another perspective of ECM is that of a software product or toolset whereby ECM consists of a set of application softwares with capabilities for managing the content life cycle management that interoperate but then can also be sold and used separately. Like we said, this particular document can be tagged from some other application and can be seen from some other application. So the enterprise content management today has all the flexibility that are required for the enterprises to proceed to do a business smoothly. So let us see how exactly the ECM has grown and what exactly are the benefits of a content management now. So ECM of today started as EDMS, okay, Enterprise Document Management System. Now it has been made change to Enterprise Content Management System. Earlier it was Enterprise Document Management System. And it started around late 1980s and earlier to that. The early versions of Enterprise Document Management System were standalone products providing functionalities such as imaging, workflow, document management or cold/ERM, Enterprise Resource Management. So cold and enterprise resource management ERM originates back to document management system that used large jukeboxes full of optical disks that were unreliable and failure prone. So you may be capturing entire the data in an optical disk and the entire optical disk may fail when you want to retrieve the data. So this was the earlier scenario where you are going to have a new cold and ERM that has been used. So people used to say that I'm going to keep the data in cold backup. So it is not reliable in earlier cases, earlier days. The term cold jukeboxes continued to live on and now to refer to the process of converting bulk mainframe reports into an indexed digital form directly searchable and retrievable by end users. So today also cold jukeboxes word is getting used, but the terminology, the word, the way that is getting captured, the data is getting captured is entirely different today than the earlier days. The reports are now embodied in a new acronym ERM, Electronic Report Management, that is gaining popularity but means the same thing. So today it is well known as Enterprise Electronic Report Management, but finally it is going to be the same. Early leaders already offered multiple standalone EDMS technologies. So they are now, but earlier it was standalone. in the India system, but nowadays it has been integrated with other solutions also and in the enterprise level. The first phase was to offer multiple systems as a single package suite with little or no functional integration. So they'll be just capturing the data and keep it and see it in the specific system, and then it'll be captured in a digital solution only. Throughout the 1990s, integration has increased, and beginning in the approximate 2001, the industry began to use the term enterprise content management, then the document management system, to refer to these integrated solutions. So what happens is that this was integrated with other solutions as an enterprise level, and they were started using this particular document management system as an enterprise content management from the term 2001 approximately. So typically an enterprise content management contains has all these below contents. So there is an industry disagreement that some of the places where you are going to use the content management, it is typically, it is document only, but various enterprise content management has multiple things also, encompassing all content including documents and that on the web as skill set and techniques and resources needed to manage a website are substantially different from those of document management. So the ECM requirement, skill sets required for ECM is different from a document management system. So usage of EDMS and ECM in a single way is not right. That is what the industry feels. There is some people who are disagreeing with this particular word ECM used for EDMS, because in the ECM system, all the other items also has to be considered, like document management system, enterprise information portal, digital asset management, and web content management. But nowadays, people are using DMS and ECM as a single word. That said, content management would primarily concern website content, its presentation, graphics design, formatting, and wordsmithing. For example, the corporate website of a company is the face of the company to the world, and its content and managing their versions are closely followed by the senior manager is entirely strategic. In contrast, document management is primarily concerned with organizing, processing, and safeguarding large internal document sets. So usage of EDMS and ECM or without any differentiation is not right. The tool sets required for the two are entirely different, while website design and maintenance requires standard skill sets like HTML, Java, .NET, various in document management involves only database design, business process analysis, and archival methodologies, and a whole set of specialized products for reading and deciphering unstructured documents. So doing the OCR capabilities and all these are required for a document management system, but in a content management system, it is more programming from perspective. However, irrespective of whatever you have told all this particular time, in today's parlance, enterprise content management deals with all documental properties of an organization, irrespective of what media they reside. Maybe a web, maybe a document management, all these are considered as an enterprise content management today. So let us see how the ECM is conceptualized now. Inputs may be scanner, document, and it may be image with a seal. And then it can be from the computer, website, and it can be a PDF, and it can be an unstructured document. All these particular things are stored in alternative storage mediums as databases and can be retrieved as website, desktop, or email, printer, or fax. So what kind of documents or contents does enterprise content management deal with? So structured document is 20% of total data, and unstructured document is 80% of total data. It can be an email and attachments, forms, executables, printed and scanned documents, contracts and manuals, engineering documents and blueprints, CAD, CAM outputs, office, rich text and PDF documents such as claims and invoices, XML documents, cold ERM. So today, with the advancement of the technology, it can be happening like contextually system can understand and provide a proper input to the user, proper decision to the user to proceed further with his transaction. OCR is part of the entire thing. Software converts scanned paper images into text. The resulting text can be placed into output documents or it can be placed as a input data on a screen. This can be a contextual say, document again, like say example when we are talking, going to talk about an invoice. Invoice, the amount can be written as amount or AMT or there can be a spelling mistake in that, I think, but system still it will be in a position to understand what exactly the system, the document is talking about. This is based, this is happening based on NLP and contextual contextual search engines nowadays we are having. Patch cards are barcoded pages that are inserted into stacks of paper to be scanned, images and thumbnail files, audio and video, instant messages, checks, web pages, x-rays. All these particular things are available today as part of your enterprise content management. So structured data will be mostly on the row, and we'll be having row and columns, which will be average of 20% of total data which we are having now. Mostly are unstructured data, which is around 80% of the total document. All these particular things are covered and in entire document scanning and document understanding. Content files stored in repositories may be in any file format and created by any application. So there is no need that it has to be in a single application. It can be in multiple applications and system. The ECMS is having the capability to understand what exactly is the document or the repository talks about. The document management system must recognize all file formats and store them appropriately when the document is accessed or searched for. The appropriate viewing or editing application is automatically launched on the client computer. So this is a flexibility that DMS should have. The ECM applications can also manage versioning of all documents stored, original stored version, new version, enhanced version, and when edited or modified, and will pull out the latest version by default or any specific older version on request. So it should have the search capability on the specific document, and or it may be a PDF or image. It should have the capability of searching the document and data and providing the document as well as the data from this document. Content management as standalone systems has the following five functionalities: capture, manage, store, preserve, and deliver. These are the five functionalities that are available or that are required as a standalone system for my content management. Capture involves converting information from its source format to a format that is acceptable for the system to store and retrieve. So, manage includes the application areas of document management, collaboration, web content management, records management, workflow and business process management that address the dynamic part of the information's life cycle. So in the entire life cycle of an information that is coming from any document or from the web web content, this particular thing has to be taken care. Store or long-term archival of information, including repositories and library services. Preserve involves the long-term safe storage and backup of static, unchanging information. So system should be in the position to bifurcate what is the static document, what is the static information, what is the dynamic information, and accordingly it has to store the data. Preserve is typically accomplished by the records management features of an ECM system for regulatory requirements. The deliver documents components of ECM present information from the manage, store, and preserve components. The deliver components break down into three groups, which are transformation technologies, security technologies, and distribution. So before distributing, it should consider how exactly it has to be secured, how the transformation of the data should happen from one format to other format. Typically, ECM product should incorporate the following core components, which is nothing but document management. Core capabilities include check-in, check-out, version control, security and library services for business documents. So before, yes, check-in, check-out is very important, is that it should not become like on the same document, two or three people are working on the same document, and due to which the version control will be a challenge. And security and library services should be used for this particular business document so that unauthorized access is not happening on this particular document. Advanced capabilities include compound document support and content replication. So replication of the content from the document should happen. These are the advanced capabilities that are there, like what we have discussed about the OCR, ICR capability should be there in the document, and it should be in a position to support the multiple compound, or say example, if your document contains multiple invoices, system should be in a position to support that particular thing also. Typically, ECM products should incorporate the following core components, which are image processing applications. These applications enable users to capture, transform, manage images of paper documents. So, like when we talk about capture, it includes a scanning of the document, capturing the data, extracting the data, and filling the proper data from the specific document that has been captured, and transform, meaning that it has to be migrated, it will be transformed as per the output form that is required. Say, example, image is there, from image it has to be converted to JSON file. This is called as a transformation. Managing images of the document, paper document. Say, example, we are going to have a document which consists of invoices, bill of exchanges, and multiple things that are going to be there. The images has to be bifurcated based on the type of document, paper, the type of document, classification of the document should happen within the image itself and capture that particular, classify the document accordingly. In today's world, ECM solutions contain the capabilities of document capture using native capabilities or a formal partnership with a third-party solution provider such as Knowledge Lake, Cofax, EMC, Captiva, or IBM. Data cap, like in nowadays what is happening is that there are multiple partnerships that are there with the ECM vendors, and they used to have a partnership with multiple vendors like Knowledge Lake or Cofax or EMC or IBM. IBM FileNet also is there, for which is a ECM product. So all these things are having a proper formal partnership to ensure these particular things are having the capability. I mean, the document is getting captured properly and the data is getting stored. The ability to store images of scanned document in a repository such as just another content type in a folder and to route them through an electronic process. Today, ECMs are having this kind of capability. So typically, ECM products should incorporate the following core components, okay, which we are going to see, that workflow or business process management. So each of these ECM products has this particular capability nowadays. This refers to supporting business process, routing content, assigning work tasks and states and creating audit trails. So these audit trials and all these particulars are getting captured in the solution itself, and it can be used by the ECM or by the team that who are going to use. So workflow can be designed, it can be in configuration, it can be a small changes that are being done in the system. All these things are available in the today's BPM solutions. The minimum requirement is simple document review and approval workflow. So review can be done by the system and approval can be done in the entire workflow itself. More advanced functionalities include graphical process builders and serial and parallel routing. So there are options where there could be a need for the user to do a multiple parallel routing at the same time and do a verification authorization at the same time. These are possible in the today's BPM world. Typically, ECM products should incorporate the following core components, which we have already, which includes records management also. This allows for long-term retention of content through automation and policies, ensuring legal, regulatory, and industry compliance. The minimum requirement is for software to enforce retention of critical business documents based on a records retention schedule. So it can happen that the system can be configured in such a way that records are getting returned, records are stored in the solution for a specific period. After that, the documents can be removed from the system. Desired capabilities include certified compliance with standards such as Department of Defense Directive 5015.2 STD. So this is one of the capabilities which their systems or people are looking for in the ECM which they are choosing, and records are getting managed using this particular thing. Web content management is another thing which the ECM products should nowadays. WCM controls the content and influences interactions of web experience through a use of specific management tools based on the core repository. Nowadays, web content management is being managed automatically. So by an AI and ML system, it will be in a position to understand what exactly is the interest of the specific people. And accordingly, the web content is being managed based on the new developments that are happening on a day-to-day basis. This includes content creation functions such as templating, workflow, and change management, and content deployment functions that deliver pre-packaged or on-demand content to web servers. So what happens is that the entire thing can be done in a workflow, so ultimately content is getting deployed in the website. The relative complexities of provisioning content to users across intranet, extranet, and internet applications are also considered, as are the implications of analytics, social content, and delivery models. So what happens is that for the intranet user or the extranet user or the internet application that's going to be used, the content can be differentiated based on the specific user. So that's what we are mentioning earlier. Artificial intelligence and machine learning has gone to such an extent that users will be, the workflow will be in a position to identify what exactly is the user wants to see based on the website itself. Example of one of such thing is an Amazon, where you, if you go into Amazon, log into Amazon, and it will be in a position to showcase what exactly you require rather than what exactly they offer. Social content. This functionality allows for document sharing, collaboration, knowledge management, and project team support. Blogs, wikis, and support are for other online interaction are important components that are required for an ECM product. Social content, including videos, video is the fastest growing category of new content in the enterprise. The valuable feature is integrating application with social media and managing content to post to social media. There are cases where social media is being handled automatically by the system by posting the data from the document and posting the data from the system to social media automatically. So which improves and increases the visibility of the organization. Extended components. This can include one or more of the following: digital asset management, document composition, e-forms, search content and analytics, email and information archiving, email management, and package application integration. These are the other components extended in today's world, where digital assets are getting managed by the system itself, and document composition means that multiple documents can be combined or bifurcated in a single document. Multiple documents can be bifurcated and same removed. E-forms taken from the document automatically. Such capability on the PDF or on the images is possible. Email and information archiving. Emails can be archived and images can be, email can be configured automatically from the system itself. So let us see what are the components, what are the benefits of an ECM. So in a file system, which is earlier to ECM product that has come into picture in nowadays, the storage and retrieval happens in the below way. Can't be certain of the version of a document. In a file system, you don't know until you are going to give a rename the file and provide the version number there. You will not be in a position to find out which is the latest version. And in your ECM product, you can always access the most current document or any specific version. So if you give the version number in your ECM product, you will be in a position to find out and go to the specific earlier version. Or always you will be in a position to see the latest document version, latest document here. Limited access right setting. You will not be in a position to define the access in the specific thing in the file system. But in your ECM product, you can restrict the who can read, edit, or delete their document based on the role rather than based on the user. Search for documents based on limited set of properties. So you can search based on the content of the property by giving the value or by the name of the property. But here in this case, search for documents can be based on descriptive information. It can be an image, it can be a PDF, it can be a document. You still will be in a position to do in an ECM product. Different products maintain as separate files, seamlessly maintained differently formats of the same document. So system will be in a position to compare and form the formats can be of the same document can be maintained differently. Workflow and routing not available at all. Here you have routes documents for review and approvals. So continuing on the benefits of ECM, reference documents via file system paths that don't necessarily reference the latest version or become invalid if the document is moved. So what will happen is that if the document is getting moved, you'll be losing the entire document tracking in the file system. But in the ECM product, reference documents via dynamic URL therefore can always retrieve even if the location is changed, version is intact. So the reference is happening based on the URL and not based on the document location. Sending a document as an attachment exacerbates version and security issues and increases disk usage. So again, sending a document as an attachment becomes a challenge. But in this case, in ECM product, it happens that access rights on one set are retained. The URL cannot be accessed by those who don't have rights. So if you're not having rights, you will not be in a position to access particular document. So at the content of an organization, All the content of an organization in business is business information that is to be securely maintained and accessed only by authorized personnel within the company. So this is possible in an ECM where you will be, users will be in a position to access a document based on the role he is managing rather than available for everyone. The major business benefits of an ECM are easing reliability of storage and retrieval, distribution of content. Enterprise content management through ECM software is a comprehensive solution that handles all types of documents and all formats and stores in a single central location. So location is going to be the same, and from there user can pick up the document that they require. Manages workflow and access based on authorizations. Availability of previous versions of a document provides a record of changes, including who made the changes. So the document tracking is possible, and traceability inside the document is also possible. The content server enforces configurable security policies and business rules, providing secure and controlled access to the content. Instant reliable access to archived documents. So always know the users will be in a position to access the archived document immediately. Meeting regulatory and audit requirements. Regulatory and audit requirements are taken into consideration, and the new content can be created from the old content. Reduce the transition cost by reducing self-service resource requirement, time to handle, number of touches, lost files, shipping, and courier costs. All these costs will be reduced when we are going to have a specific document or cable or ECM documents. Otherwise, users will be in the previous legacy world, people were the documents are getting couriered from one place to other place. In the ECM, users will be in a position to access a document, and this can be even given to the external customer also as a link based on the approval mechanism that we are having. A disaster recovery imperative. So in the normal physical document, the disaster recovery is not possible, but in ECM, disaster recovery is also possible for a document. Content. So as an overview, there are some 5 products we will go through which are very good in content management or which are well known for content management. Microsoft SharePoint. A popular content management that collaboration platform that offers document management, workflow automation, enterprise search, and other features. These are the flexibilities of a Microsoft SharePoint. OpenText Content Services, a suite of ECM solutions that includes document management, records management, archiving, and workflow management, among other features. So OpenText and Microsoft are well known for the ECM management, which includes document management also. And record management also. Almost more or less all the products which you are going to talk about has the same kind of flexibilities and the availability. Only difference which will be happening is the OCR capabilities and the workflow easiness of making the workflow automation. One more important solution in ECM based on the market share is IBM FileNet. A document management and workflow automation solution that offers features such as document capture, storage, retrieval, and search. Laserfish, a document management business process automation platform that offers features such as electronic forms, workflow automation, and document analytics. Highland OnBase is one more solution which has the same flexibilities like other solutions which we have seen now. Note that the ranking of ECM software solution may vary depending on specific industry needs and requirements, and it's important to evaluate different options based on specific organizational needs and priorities. Like we said, before proceeding further with an ECM software, it has to be, the organization has to check about their specific needs and priorities and what is the relevant industry they are and what is the solution that is being used for the specific industry. Example, in a banking, they have to consider which is the solution that is being used commonly in the banking and for the specific purposes. So, content management, what are the latest trends that are happening? Cloud-based solutions are available today. There is a growing trend towards cloud-based content management solutions which offers greater scalability, flexibility, and cost-effectiveness compared to traditional on-premises solutions. Artificial intelligence, machine learning has improved a lot today, and content management systems are increasingly incorporating this solution, these capabilities to automate their routine tasks and improve this benefits in improving search and retrieval of the document data capture and providing contextual and content recommendations based on the document that has been captured. Integration with other systems, there is a growing demand for content management systems that can integrate it seamlessly with other business systems, including different, it could be a different workflow, different OCR and different system, backend system, ERP system that you are going to have. There should be flexibility that ERM and ECM are getting integrated feasible with ease and without much complexities, and it includes a functional calculation also in place. Such as customer relationship management and enterprise resource planning systems to provide a more unified view of business operations. Focus on user experience, content management systems are becoming more user-friendly and intuitive with a focus on providing a seamless and engaging user experience. Enhance security and compliance with the increasing emphasis on data security and privacy. Content management systems are incorporating enhanced security and compliance features such as data encryption, access controls, and audit trails. Mobile optimization. With the increasing use of mobile devices, content management systems are being optimized for mobile devices to enable users to access and manage content on the go. These are the flexibilities that are being achieved by the new content management systems. Thank you.